The King's Dilemma. The rain pounded against the windows of the old hunting lodge, falling in thick sheets like the sky was raining cats and dogs. Inside, the fire crackled, but the air was far from warm. The tension between the two kings sat as heavy as the storm outside. King Donald, draped in crimson robes with a golden crown resting slightly askew, sat at one end of the grand oak table. Opposite him was King Volodymyr, his blue and yellow tunic pristine despite the long journey. Between them sat a pie, golden, steaming, tempting. But it was more than just a pie. It was a symbol of what they fought over. Their advisors stood behind them. Sir J.D., Donald's closest confidant, had a perpetual scowl as if he were always walking on eggshells. Lady Ivanka, Volodymyr's most trusted advisor, stood composed, her hands folded neatly in front of her. She had a green thumb, known for growing life where others only saw barren land. But there was no fertile ground in this room. Only conflict. Volodymyr leaned forward, his fingers drumming on the table. "Time is flying, Donald. We must decide." Donald scoffed. "The world is your oyster, but I won't be the one handing you the pearl." Sir J.D. leaned in, his voice barely above a whisper. "Hold your horses, Your Majesty. Don't jump the gun." Volodymyr's jaw tightened. "We both know what's at stake. The people grow restless. If we don't act now, we risk a war neither of us can afford." "You always get cold feet when it matters most," Donald shot back, eyes narrowing. Ivanka sighed, stepping forward. "Perhaps a compromise. The pie, our lands, our resources, could be divided evenly." Sir J.D. snorted. "A piece of cake." "A piece of cake?" Volodymyr slammed his fist on the table. "We're talking about the lives of thousands. This isn't something you solve with a knife and a smile." "The elephant in the room," Ivanka cut in, her voice steel, "is that we waste time while our enemies gather strength." At that moment, a gust of wind slammed against the lodge door. The fire flickered, casting shadows across their faces. Silence settled in the room, thick and uneasy. Then Volodymyr spoke, his voice measured. "There's something you should know." He reached into his tunic and pulled out a weathered scrap of parchment. "This was slipped under my door last night." Donald took it, frowning as he read. "Two kings divide a kingdom, one will not live to see the next harvest." Sir J.D. let out a nervous laugh. "Probably just a trick. Someone pulling your leg. Or a warning." Ivanka's gaze was sharp. "We may be living on borrowed time." Donald exhaled through his nose, passing the note back. "Superstition. I don't put stock in ghost stories." "And yet," Volodymyr countered, "here we sit, at a fork in the road. Will we choose peace? Or will history remember us as fools who let their pride burn bridges?" Sir J.D. folded his arms. "Sharing power is a double-edged sword.